We live in America and barely can speak English. And all of a sudden, we become a subject matter expert when somebody ain't speaking no language. I don't get it for the life of me. Hallelujah. I remember listening to some Chinese people talk, and I was like, what in the world? To me, they sound like, or Black Bear Theater. I know. I'm going to get you. We're going to defeat you. I am a warrior. Like, what in the world? And Lord, I used to be glued to that Black Bear Theater stuff. Hallelujah. But that's what it sounds like to me. I was like, man, I heard people speaking like that when they received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So people go, man, ain't nothing but a bunch of gibberish. You sound like a bunch of gibberish. See, religion, it can't produce the power of God. So to make itself feel better, it's got to do away with it. Hallelujah. Amen. So I walk around, I speak in tongues. Amen. So whenever we ask the Father in Jesus' name, we don't have to worry about if we're going to receive some false tongues or false gift. Because that name of Jesus, it binds all the enemies and demons and devils. There ain't no other name that is above that name. Hallelujah. At that name, every knee is going to bow. Not only on earth, but in heaven and things that are under the earth. Everything is going to bow. Satan himself is going by. How you know that? Because I know what the end of the book says. And I do. I say, Lord, you got to just, I know it ain't going to do too much, but just for self-satisfaction, you got to let me just get one good lick in. I wouldn't even want to end with it. I want to have a baseball bat. Something I can feel the power foul. God will look at me and say, boy, get over and shut up. Your mom take care of this. Son of thunder. I don't need your help. You just get on over there. And I'll be going, yes, sir. Yes, Lord. And be looking at that owl over there, waiting for God to do his number on him too, boy. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus binds the enemy. So you don't have to ever worry about receiving another spirit. Luke 11:9 says, look what it says. And I say unto you, ask and you shall, and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be open. For everyone that asketh receiveth. Everyone to do what? Ask and receive, and he that seeketh do what? Findeth. That to him that knocketh shall be what? Open. And he ain't going to close the door on you. Is that right? And if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Well, anybody in here that's got children as a father, would you give you, if your children ask you for a piece of bread, are you going to give them a stone? No. Nah. Or if he ask you for a fish, are you going to give him a serpent? No. You going to give him a snake? No. Look what he says. Huh? Or if he ask you for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? No. Would anybody do that to their children? No, you wouldn't do that. And he says, if you being evil, and that's right, we were. And we are born in sin, shaping iniquity. Is that right? And know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Wow. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Amen. As for me, I tell you, sometimes I just simply don't know how to pray. Words seem inadequate. I just do what Jesus did. So what do you mean what Jesus did? Jesus spoke in tongues. Over in Mark 15, 34 says, and at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Notice, was being in what? Interpreted. That means to translate into a language of one of whom I wish to communicate with. The whole Bible had to be interpreted, brothers and sisters. Why this particular passage had to be interpreted again. You see what I mean? The whole Bible had to be interpreted because the whole scripture is either written in Hebrew, Greek, or Aramaic. Then it came on down the line in Latin. Is that right? Is that right? The German? Is that right? And I know I ain't going to name all of them. There's plenty of them. But then it ended up in English. Is that right? And every one of them had to be interpreted, didn't it? And they still was consistent in leaving the record just like that. Hallelujah. That's why. So he said one thing and it had to be interpreted for people to understand what he was saying. And then Mark 7:33, and he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up into heaven, he sighed and he said unto him, Ephata, that is, be opened. Why can we just couldn't say be open? Look at them, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. I like that. So you'll find in your studies that the Bible is written in these, you know, different languages and stuff. Some people say, ah, Pastor, I don't know about all that, but I do know one thing. I got the Holy Ghost. That I do know. Amen. So when you're speaking in tongues, you could be very well speaking one of many the thousand languages that are going on this earth. Amen. 1 Corinthians 14:2 again. For he that speaketh in unknown tongues speaketh not unto men but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I've encountered, you know, so many times throughout the years, with all the Bible scriptures I've provided here tonight, many will go and search out something to try to confirm their unbelief. Just so they can't do what the Bible says. That's none of my business. I'm just glad that I'm a believer. Amen. I'm glad that the Holy Spirit allows us to rightly divide the word of truth. One thing I do know that God does confirm his words with signs following. He confirmed his words with signs following. Amen. So you will have to speak in tongues. And you can speak in tongues, but you have to yield your voice to him. And when he had at the determined time sees that you have yielded yourself completely, then he will take over your language. Amen. And the Holy Spirit will inspire the utterance. Is that about how it happened, folks? Hallelujah. You know that God ain't no respecter person. Look at all of us. Amen. Because if I was God, I wouldn't pick some of you. Amen. And you wouldn't have picked me. And thank God we ain't God. Hallelujah. Now I love every one of you. We hope that some way, somehow tonight that this has gotten you to a point where you know you need to go. Amen. Amen. So we that have been filled with the Holy Spirit, we need to keep ourselves charged up. We need to build up ourselves in the more holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You need to keep yourself charged up. Hallelujah. Instead of listening to all that hell and everything else, get active and get busy with God. Amen.